teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. What does that mean? How does it apply to our lives, if it even does? That's what we will explore today. Welcome to the Sunday service. Time is a funny thing. And it's something that is worth exploring, obviously. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. I went through an exercise of writing and thinking about what if we only lived for 1 year versus what if we lived for 1,000 years? How would that change things? How would that hasten our actions and our behaviors and our thinking, our perspective? And that's certainly something that time forms our perspective. If we feel like we have all the time in the world versus we have no time at all to get anything done and so many things to get done. It's just interesting. And I think that as we get older, we have a deeper appreciation for time. My 7 and 4 year old and 1 year old have very little appreciation for time. And I, as a 45-year-old, have a different and, I don't know if deeper is the right term or not, but a more considered appreciation of time. And these are obvious things, but it hit me that at 45, I am as close to 60 as I am 35. So I'm like, whoa. Yeah, 30 years old, 15 years ago, I'm going to be 60 in 15 years from now. So that's an interesting one to get your brain around. It's just numbers, though. Just numbers. And the power of this psalm, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom, is telling us that you need to track things and have an appreciation for the value of our days and our time, and appreciating that value and maximizing that value or utilizing that value means honoring it by doing and engaging in the things that are of the most importance, that are of the highest importance and the highest value. And that's really what this is all about, is prioritizations. It's having priorities and then treating priorities like they're priorities. Somebody told me years ago, the main thing is keeping the main thing the main thing. Another version of that is don't major in minor things. Another one is just kidding. I think that's out. That's it. But, you know, got another one. Grass is greenest where you water it the most. So I'm sure I could keep going, because as I get older, I somehow acquire more of those. And I don't know. I think that's just genetic. I think that's like a DNA thing, that every year that goes by, just I unlock and more wonderful sayings are downloaded to me. Or it could be I've just been alive for a long time and I've collected these. The jury's out on that one. I'll have to circle back. The main thing is keeping the main thing. We have to prioritize things. And, you know, harsh reality is that not everything can be the most important thing. And if everything could be the most important thing, then nothing is the most important thing. And we have our most valuable resources, our MVRs, time, attention, energy, and money. And unless you know something that I don't, every one of those is finite. So therefore, we must make good decisions on how we allocate those resources. You're making the decision to allocate some of yours to me. And for that, I am extremely grateful. And I try to honor that by giving you everything that I have, giving you the best that I can, giving you things to think about and to noodle on and to kick around your own head and to make up your own decisions. Because it's not my goal to make your top priorities or your list of priorities mine. My goal is to help you to make decisions for yourself on what your priorities are. Think about, this is number one in my life. two, three, four. And then you get down the line, say, okay, how about that? What I thought was really important to me, it's not that it's not important anymore, but it's just not as important as these other things. So major religions provide guidance on how to make priorities in our lives. And they often focus on spiritual goals and ethical behavior and responsibilities to ourselves and to other people. Christianity talks about love for God and neighbor. Jesus taught that the greatest commandments are to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. These principles prioritize a relationship with God and compassionate relationship with others. Talks about how you're supposed to seek first the kingdom of God, focusing on spiritual growth and God's righteousness above everything else. Matthew says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. In terms of service to others, Jesus emphasized serving others as a path to greatness. In Islam, faith and worship are of the highest priority. There are the five pillars of Islam, prioritizing faith, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and pilgrimage. These practices help Muslims prioritize their relationship with Allah. Also, justice and compassion are important in Islam. They emphasize justice and compassion in dealing with others. The Quran highlights the importance of helping those in need and being fair and just in their actions. Also talks about the importance of family and fulfilling duties towards one's family, maintaining familial harmony and caring for relatives. In Hinduism, they have the idea of dharma, which is duty and righteousness, and that's central to Hindu life, guiding individuals to fulfill their responsibilities according to their age, caste, gender, and occupation. Doing so ensures a balanced and righteous life. Hinduism encourages the pursuit of moksha, which is the liberation from the cycle of rebirth, as the ultimate goal. And you do that by prioritizing self-practices and self-realization, detachment from material desires. There's also the karma yoga, or the path of action. And the idea is to perform our duties selflessly without attachment. The Bhagavad Gita, always have a hard time with that one, emphasizes that prioritizing selfish action leads to spiritual growth. Buddhists believe in the Four Noble Truths and their Eightfold Path. And it teaches that understanding the Four Noble Truths and following the Eightfold Path leads to the cessation of suffering, which is dukkha, and prioritizing what they refer to as right understanding, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration is essential. So that's focusing on what matters. Being mindful, cultivating detachment. Buddhists prioritize detachment from material desires, focusing instead on inner peace and enlightenment. It's the pursuit of enlightenment. And when you find it, that is nirvana. Judaism talks about Torah and mitzvahs. Observing the commandments and studying the Torah are central to Jewish life. Prioritizing these help maintain a strong relationship with God and living an ethical life. They have a strong focus on justice and charity. Those are top priorities. Helping those in need and acting justly in all dealings are fundamental aspects of Jewish ethics. They place family, community, and caring for those at the highest levels of prioritization. The importance of family harmony and social responsibility are emphasized in Jewish teachings. So across all major world religions, it's spiritual and religious practice. It's ethical conduct. It's being responsible to yourself, your family, social responsibilities, and personal growth. So pursuing personal and spiritual growth, often involving detachment. So there's so much wisdom in these religions that have been practiced for as long as human beings have been human beings. And with the oral traditions and writing things down, the necessity and the value and the wisdom of knowing what's important, knowing what matters, and then working in service of what matters. These are through lines And so same is true of our lives. I think to not do that is, I mean, it's foolish, but it also, I think, leads to us feeling like the tail is wagging the dog, like we're just sort of bouncing around from one thing to the other and trying to be a firefighter and just put one fire out after the other, chasing shiny objects. You get the idea. So it's not easy. It's not obvious because we have so much information and new signals coming to us all the time. I am a couple of swipes and clicks away from knowing just how awful human beings are with crime and just atrocities and wars that are going on right now. That if I let all that into my head and made worrying about that my top priority, I'm not going to be a happy person. I'm going to be full of stress and anxiety and sadness and feelings of powerlessness. And so that's why it's prudent and wise to not let that be a top priority, to not let that prioritize my thinking and my headspace. Because I only have so much of that. I only have so much time, attention, energy, and money. So when I'm giving it to things that I have no control over that aren't my top priorities, then I'm giving the game away. That's it. So it's being a good steward of everything that I'm paying attention to and letting into my head and giving my attention and my energy and all these things too. I talk about the six key areas of our lives being family, community, well-being, career and financial, personal development, and then peace of mind. And it's helpful to have the container, because otherwise we're just like, oh my goodness, there's so much swirling around. And how do I know what to focus on? How do I know what's important to me? Well, you know that when you go through and you prioritize and you list out safety of my children, safety of my family is number one. My work, what I'm working on, what I'm focusing my attention and my energies on, top priority for me. My physical well-being, physical strength, mental health. So my overall well-being, top priority for me. You just go down the line. You make the decisions on what is of greatest importance to you. So if you're not doing that, well, then somebody else is making those decisions and determinations on your behalf, and you're just not aware of it. Once we figured out that our data is the new form, the new oil or gold or currency. Like, oh, look at that. So we need to be good stewards of that as well. What are we paying attention to? What are we giving our resources to? So to lead a happy life, to get to where you want to go, the only way to know how you want to live is to know how you want to live. So it's all these things. And we're in a time where, and this is just going to be the foreseeable future, when our elected officials talk out of every side of their mouth, they say what they used to do, even though it's contrary to what we seem to remember they did. They say what they're going to do when they never intend to actually do it. But I think it's really important that we hold other people's feet to the fire. And I'm not saying I'm going to hold your feet to the fire, but people that are supposed to be acting in our best interests and to be representing us in our government, that we have a really good understanding of what their top priorities are. And I think that we should demand that these be written out in some form of a policy statement. And then we can just make decisions on whether or not we think that that person is representative of my top priorities. And that's what we're doing anyway, but I think that we're doing it very casually. We're doing it without really thinking it all the way through. But I don't know. That's what I advocate that you do. is you decide, these are my top priorities. And you can listen and take in other information and listen to other people's arguments. And you can make adjustments with things that make sense to you. Like, oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. I wasn't even aware of that. Because they, our elected officials, have the same resources that we have. And so when they're giving their attention and their energy in one area, that means that they're saying no to everything else. And I want to make sure that my priorities are being honored and represented by the people that are supposed to be doing that. And if a certain elect, if a certain current person in the office is not doing what they say they're going to do, then I'm going to vote them out. Or I'm going to demand that they refocus their attention. You said you were going to do this. You're actually doing that. What gives? I think that that's a responsibility that each of us have. But we first need to decide. Really think it all the way through. Your top 10 issues. What's number one? What's number two? What's three? I shared with mine. Shared with you mine. Like number one, it's the safety of my family. So therefore, we have to have safe streets. We have to have safe schools. We have to have proper infrastructure. We have to have police that enforce our laws and a judicial system that also follows through and enforces the laws, punishes people. So these are really paramount for me. But I want you to decide what's most important for you. And then you say, okay, is this person really focused on that? Or are they not focused on that at all? And they say that they're focused on it, but what's really going on? What's happening under their watch? Is that aligned? So where's the disconnect if there's a disconnect? And it seems to me that there's a lot of disconnects going on right now. So they say this, but they appear to be doing that. So either they're not able to do it, they don't know how to do it, or they're not willing to do it. So what is missing? And we need to get these questions answered from my perspective. So there it is. You decide. You decide. You decide what matters most. You cast your list. You say, this is number one. Number two, I would, if I were in your shoes, really encourage you, submit that it's valuable to go through and really write down what are most important, your biggest priorities are, and then figure out how to focus your most valuable resources on realizing, achieving, honoring those priorities. And that'll get you a lot closer to the life that you actually want. It's something I'm certainly always working on. So, as always, do your part by doing your best.